Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 11th October 2018 as part of Thursday live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today Swami has blessed us with a beautiful bhajan dedicated to the Divine Mother. The first line of the bhajan flows like this.
Jagadambe Devi Bhavani.
This is what we will learn now. There are lovely phrases in the lyrics of this bhajan. Kumara, Gananathamba, Kalyani, Shyamalamba. And it has six lines in all. So here is how the lyrics of this bhajan go.
Jagadambe Devi Bhavani, Jaganmate Shakti Durge, Jaganmate Shakti Durge, Jagadambe Devi Bhavani, Kumara Gananathamba, Kalyani Shyamalamba, Janani Durge Varade Mata, Uma Maheshwari Kalavati, Jaganmate Shakti Durge.
Now that we are familiar with the words that make the bhajan, here is how the tune of this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is set to Shruti C sharp Pancham.
Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. Jaganmate Shakti Durge. Jaganmate Shakti Durge. Jaganmate Shakti Durge. Jaganmate Shakti Durge. Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. Kumara Gananathamba, Kalyani Shyamalamba. Varade Mata. വരദി കലാവതി ഉമാമഹേശ്വരി കലാവതി ഉമാമഹേശ്വരി കലാവതി ഉമാമഹേശ്വരി കലാവതി ജഗന്മാതേ ശക്തി ദുർഗേ
ജഗന്മാതേ ശക്തി ദുർഗേ
ജഗന്മാതേ ശക്തി ദുർഗേ
ജഗന്മാതേ ശക്തി ദുർഗേ
ജഗദംബെ ദേവി ഭവാനി
ദാറ്റ്സ് ദി സറിയൽ ട്രാങ്ക്വിൽ ലവ്ലി മെലഡി ഓഫ് ദിസ് ഭജൻ ഡെഡിക്കേറ്റഡ് ടു ദ ഡിവൈൻ മദർ ഇറ്റ് ഓൾമോസ്റ്റ് ലിഫ്റ്റ്സ് യു ഇൻ ടു എ ഡിഫറെന്റ് പ്ലെയിൻ ഓഫ് devotion and devotional bliss. And for those of us who love music and who love the Divine Mother, it's a very lovely composition to spend more time on. So let us spend a little time on discovering the swaras that make this bhajan and the raga which has lent itself to this bhajan. Anirudh, your thoughts on this?
Sairam Vishwa.
Sairam.
As you said very rightly, this bhajan lifts you up in some ecstasy plane. The raga behind this bhajan is the beautiful raga, one of my very favorites, Vasanti, or Bhupeshri in the Hindustani classical music. In Vasanti, you have the following notes.
Sa re shudri ga shudga pa dha.
Komaldha. If it was Shuddh, it becomes Mohanam. So that's a small change from Mohanam.
Sarega Padha
becomes Mohanam.
Sarega Padha.
Just one small change in Dha makes the whole mood different.
Absolutely.
Sada Paga Re Sada Sarega Re Sa sariga pada sariga re gari gari sada sada gari gari sada pada sariga re sa.
So just five notes, but there is so much power in the raga.
Absolutely.
And especially this bhajan is concerned, it has got a very dynamic range. It starts from a low, even
Jaganmati Shakti Durge.
It has low as well as
Janani Durge Varade Mata.
Very soulful composition. And I need to share something about this composition from the original composer himself.
Oh, wow.
Though many of you have heard this bhajan, actually many of us have heard this bhajan earlier, but I've heard with a different lyrics. Mm-hmm. When I came as joined as a student, I came with a different lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it with a different lyrics, like in the third line you have
Uma Sharadamba Kalyani.
So the original composition has the lyrics as
Kumara Gananathamba
Kalyani Shyamalamba.
Oh, Gananathamba,
yes.
Mother of Ganapati.
Yes, and Kumara refers to Lord Subramanya.
Oh.
So Kumara Gananathamba Kalyani Shyamalamba. Even the second line, Jaganmate Shakti Durge, is the original composition.
Okay.
Whereas, as years passed by, maybe we have not heard the original version and we heard the senior brother singing, and so it became Jaganmate Devi Durge.
Mm-hmm.
So the original composition is Jaganmate Shakti Durge.
Oh, beautiful.
And even Uma Maheshwari Kalavati. I hear there are some other versions of the same line being sung, Amba Uma Maheshwari Kalavati or Jaganmate Devi Durge. So I hope this vintage bhajan tutor, doing this bhajan in this episode, helps to put back,
go back to the original. Yes.
And many of the centers and samitis can follow the original version, because yes, the original composition has the lyrics,
yes,
this way, and it has been verified because we got a recording from the composer singing.
Oh, okay.
Singing the composition. And in fact, we'll definitely maintain in Prashanthi Nilayam also.
Yes, yeah.
To
we'll follow
switch
this
back
lyrics,
to the, yeah, yes, the original composition. I know it's a little tough because you have been singing,
yeah,
that some of the lyrics for a quite while.
But I think sometime we have to
it'll take some more time to really
realign people's minds.
Exactly.
But I think once we sing it often, then
yes,
this will get set in people's mind.
Yes.
Anyway, that is the purpose of vintage version classroom.
Yes.
Go back to the roots. You know, when you were talking about this raga, I think there are a few other bhajans also, isn't it, in the same raga?
Yeah, but very few of them.
Yes.
Krishna Madhava, Madhava Krishna, Krishna Madhava, Sai Hare, Mathura Natha, Gopala.
I remember these two bhajans in the same raga. I don't know any other bhajan is there. And since it's a soulful, a very melody-based raga, so I think slow bhajans are there in this raga.
Mm.
So all the three bhajans which belong to Vasanti are slow bhajans.
Mm.
And this bhajan is really unique in terms of the composition, Jagadambe Devi Bhavani.
Yes.
The lyrics is also very unique and emotion. It is filled with emotion.
Absolutely.
That's what I can say.
Mm.
And the raga really supplements it. The very high line,
Janani Durge,
the drop of the note,
yes,
da, it's so much filled with emotion. It really makes you cry. It really,
yes,
makes you pine for God more,
yes,
and more pine for God. This bhajan is an example where how the tune really makes you pull towards God.
Yes.
Even it's a simple namavali, Durge. You're calling out to Durge, but the tune is so composed in a very emotional way that you really pine out and,
yes,
seek her darshan.
Mm. I think you should just spend some time dwelling on this raga, or just take this bhajan and express yourself through this raga.
Sure, let me try.
Ah,
For that is your emergence. That's the kind of state to which this raga takes you. Beautiful. So let's spend time on every line of the bhajan.
Yes, so let's take the first line.
Jagadambe Devi Bhavani Sari ga pa 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 ga pa dha dha pa Sari ga pa 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 ga pa da da pa
Jagan mate shakti durge Padari sada sada pa pa
Padari sada sada pa pa
Jagan mate shakti durge Gagare gare gare sasa
Gagare gare gare sasa
Kumara gananathamba Kalyani shyamalamba Sasa sasa sari sadapa Padari re re gare sa re sa da sa da pa
sa 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 re sa da pa Padari re re gare sa re sa da sa da pa
Janani Durge Varade
Sari Gari Sada
re kalavati ga re sa da pa ga da da pa pa
ga re sa da pa ga da da pa pa
jagan mate shakti durge ga ga re ga re ga re sa sa
ga ga re ga re ga re sa sa.
And in the third speed using the same line in the higher octave,
ga ga re ga re ga re sa sa
ga ga re ga re ga re sa sa.
As you were mentioning before, it's a slow bhajan, so generally you would sing it in second or third bhajan, isn't it?
Yes, it's a slow bhajan, 8-beat, Aditalam or Kaherva in the classical music. Let's have the count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Beautiful. Really so grateful to Bhagwan for having blessed us with such a beautiful connect to Swami. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Having basked in the beautiful melody of this bhajan, let's now spend some time on the beautiful words that have come together for this lovely bhajan. Let's begin with the first line.
Jagadambe Devi Bhavani.
Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. Jagadambe is the coming together of two words, Jagat and Amba. Amba means mother. Jagat means the world. As Swami says, Jagat is formed of Ja and Gat, which means coming and going. So it refers to that arena where everything comes and goes. And that is what is the world. That is Jagat. Amba means mother. So Jagadambe means the mother of this entire earth. Mother of this entire worldly phenomenon around that is constantly changing. Devi is another name of the Divine Mother, which refers to her as being celestial, as the one filled with effulgence. Bhavani refers to the consort of Bhava, which is another name of Lord Shiva. And explaining a deeper significance of this word Bhavani, Bhagwan, in a discourse on December 25th, 2001, said the word Bhavani Shankara stands for the embodiment of Shiva and Shakti. Bhavani symbolizes Shraddha or steadfastness or sincerity of purpose. Shankara symbolizes faith or Vishwasa. And Swami said that when one has Goddess Bhavani, which is the virtue of steadfastness, there dances Shiva, who stands for faith. Life becomes useless without sincerity of purpose and faith. And this is the truth, Swami said, which is signified by the name Bhavani Shankara. So here we have the word Bhavani as the last word of this line, Jagadambe Devi Bhavani. And Bhavani is sincerity. So in this line, we are adoring the Divine Mother, who is the mother of this entire world, who is effulgent, who is the consort of Lord Shiva. Let's move on to the next line.
Jagan Mate Shakti Durge. Jagan Mate Shakti Durge.
Jagan Mate, again, comprises of two words, Jagat and Mata. Mata means mother. Jagat means, as we discussed before, this world. Shakti refers to energy, the energy principle of this cosmos. And Durge, again, very beautiful name of the Divine Mother. The word Durga in Sanskrit refers to a fort or a place which is invincible. Another way to explain the word Durga is Durgati Nashini Durga, which literally translates into the one who eliminates all miseries and sufferings. Therefore, when we sing Jaganmate Shakti Durge, we are invoking the presence of that invincible power, that impregnable energy of this entire universe, who is none other than the Divine Mother, Jaganmate. Let's move on to the next line.
Kumara Gananathamba Kalyani Shyamalamba.
Kumara refers to Lord Subramanya, the divine child of Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati. Gananathamba, Gananatha, as we know, is Lord Ganesha. Amba means mother. Kumara Gananathamba means we are calling out to the Divine Mother of Lord Subramanya and Lord Ganesha. Kalyani is the one who fills us with auspiciousness. Shyamalamba. Shyama refers to the one who is of blue complexion. But that is the superficial understanding of the word Shyama. Here we are saying Shyamalamba. We are referring to the mother who is of blue complexion. Swami says that the Lord is described as one who is blue in color because the sky is blue, the sea is blue. The sky and the sea are blue because of their vast depth and because of the innumerable mysteries that are treasured in them. They represent infinity. They are fathomless. And that is what divinity is. That is the reason why Lord Krishna is also described as Shyama. Here we are referring to the mother as Shyamalamba. We are referring to the mother who is endless, whose glory is enigmatic, whose power is infinite. So that is what is conveyed in this bhajan, where we adore her as the Divine Mother of Lord Ganesha and Lord Subramanya, and as the one who fills us with auspiciousness. Let's move on to the next line.
Janani Durge Varade.
Janani means the Divine Mother. We already discussed Durge. Varade means we are asking the Divine Mother for boons. Varam is boon. Mata is the most common way to call out to the Divine Mother. So here we are calling out to the Divine Mother, who is our mother in every respect. Let's move on to the next line.
Uma Maheshwari Kalavati.
Uma is one of the names again of the Divine Mother of Goddess Parvati. And there is a story behind this appellation of the Divine Mother. According to Indian mythology, Uma is the daughter of the great Himalayas, who was engaged in a severe penance to attain Lord Shiva. Uma in reality was the consort of Lord Shiva, and she had taken rebirth, and now her only intense desire was to unite with her Lord. And for that, her penance was so rigorous that she completely stopped partaking any food or water. She was oblivious of the vagaries of nature and the needs of the body. She was one pointedly seeking to unite with the divine. Even the gods tried to dissuade her by pleading with her to stop this unrelenting divine pursuit. It is because of this steadfast pursuit of the divine that she is called Uma. U means relentless or unending, and Ma means stop. So she was that unrelenting stream of divine sadhana to attain Lord Shiva. That is the reason why she is called Uma. And of course, as the story goes, Lord Shiva is immensely pleased with the devotion and finally appears before her and accepts her. And that is why Lord Shiva is also called as Umapati, the Lord of Uma. So here we are referring to Uma Maheshwari Kalavati. Kalavati means the one who is filled with all talents. She is well versed in all the arts. She is the one who bestows us with the knowledge of various talents, various forms and disciplines of knowledge of the world, be it art, craft, music, dance. Maheshwari refers to the one who is the consort of Maheshwara, who is Lord Shiva. So here we call out to the Divine Mother, who stands for perseverance, who stands for pining for the Lord, and who is the treasure trove of all talents.
Jaganmate Shakti Durge.
We come back again to Jaganmate Shakti Durge, and we have discussed this line. We are calling out to the supreme energy principle of the universe. In fact, I'm reminded of a very beautiful incident which talks about the grace of the Divine Mother, the grace of Bhagwan as the Divine Mother. In the early 70s, a lady from New Delhi became a devotee of Bhagwan, and she was of the same age as Swami. And after she discovered Bhagwan, so enamored was she of Bhagwan's majesty and grace, of Bhagwan's personality and glory, that not a moment passed without her thinking of Bhagwan. Swami to her became her dearest friend. And Swami, who is the master of reaction, reflection and resound, he also used to interact with her in the same way, in the same manner. For instance, once Swami told her, "What, Mataji, you are saying that your eyes are not well, but my body too is as old as yours. See, I am all fine." So this is the kind of enduring relationship she had developed with Bhagwan. Every time she visited Puttaparthi, she returned completely soaked, immersed and touched by Bhagwan's pure love. This internal connect with Swami was only growing stronger every day, and with time her faith became rock solid. It was in the late 70s, her youngest daughter got married and moved to the US with her husband who worked there. Soon the young couple settled down and got busy with their lives. A year passed. The daughter was happy in her new home and the mother was also without worries. However, the mother was getting anxious to hear the good news of becoming a grandmother. 2 years went by and the daughter never spoke about this issue. When 3 years neared completion, now the mother was getting restless. And like many traditional Indian mothers, she longed to see the arrival of the new gift of divine grace for the family. And so she now subtly started conveying to her daughter about her wish, her desire. But every time she talked about it, all she received in response was silence. And the mother's anxiety only increased every passing month. And when she did not hear anything positive about this in the fourth year too, now her concern snowballed into a huge worry. And as the fifth year of their marriage began, she just could not contain herself. One day she openly asked her daughter about it. And it was then that the daughter revealed that there could be something amiss between the couple. And now the mother insisted that they see a doctor. A local doctor examined them and was clueless in diagnosing the problem. And they were suggested to seek treatment from an advanced facility. So the couple visited the reputed San Francisco Medical College. And this UCSF School of Medicine had an attached research wing. So a battery of tests were ordered by the physicians. In fact, for more than a year, The daughter went to the nuclear medicine research facility for repeated examinations, and it seemed that the doctors were groping in the dark to identify the problem. After nearly 2 years of all kinds of comprehensive tests, probably the best that Western medicine can offer, the doctors finally said, "We suggest that you may please adopt a child." And the couple heard this after 7 years of their married life. And now, left with no option, the daughter ultimately disclosed this news to her mother. "Mom, the doctor's verdict is clear. In unambiguous terms, they have told me that I cannot bear a child." And the moment her mother heard this, she revolted, saying, "What nonsense!" And 2 seconds later, she added, "Don't worry, Baba will give." The daughter did not know what to say. The son-in-law, who was not in the Sai fold, said, "It is okay, Mom. Let us be realistic. We can adopt a child, no problem." But the mother, in an assertive tone, said, "You are not going to adopt. Baba is going to give you a child." And later that day, she called her son, who served in the Indian Army, and told him to take leave for a few days and escort her to Prashanthi Nilayam. The dutiful son soon brought his mother to Puttaparthi. It was sometime around 1984-85. The crestfallen mother sat in the darshan line, waiting for Bhagwan. Fortunately, she got a front row. When Bhagwan emerged, just one look at him and she broke down. Sometimes all the sorrow buried and subdued in the heart for years together just breaks free and flows when you finally meet the one who you know can relate to every ounce of your pain, isn't it? Then the tears just become a torrential river. That was the condition of this mother. As Bhagwan walked, she saw him through the veil of her tears. The trauma in her heart was so deep that she had become numb to everything around. Soon Bhagwan, as he glided during the darshan, he came and stood right in front of her. But she was so drowned in her sorrow that no words came out. Only tears trickled down. Bhagwan looked at her with much love. Maybe he expected her to say something, but she was too submerged in her pain to utter anything. Eventually, Bhagwan moved on. After the darshan ended, when she came to her senses, now she regretted her silence. She felt she had lost a precious chance to place her prayer to Bhagwan. And she said to herself, "I cannot allow this to happen. Swami has to help me. I will somehow get an answer from Swami during evening darshan." And she was lucky again to get a place in the front for evening darshan. As Bhagwan emerged from his residence in the afternoon, the instant her eyes fell on him, again the dam of emotions just broke. Somehow the mere presence of Bhagwan's pure self was transforming this 60-year-old's heart into that of a child. Her heart overflowed with emotion and the eyes were unable to contain the surge from the heart. Her face was wet again. One more time Bhagwan came near her, but her situation was no different. She could hardly communicate anything to Swami except a stream of tears. The kind Lord glanced at her ever so mercifully yet again, but no syllable emerged from her mouth, nor did Swami say anything. A few seconds passed. Bhagwan glided along. Swami walked a few steps and suddenly stopped. Bhagwan now retraced his steps and came back to the mother. He looked at her with heavenly concern, and now Swami asked, "Mataji, why are you crying?" And the mother glanced at Bhagwan with her overflowing eyes, but still she could not say anything. However, she mustered enough courage to show the letter that she had written. After the morning darshan that day, she had sat down and written a letter, thinking that in case she was unable to interact with Bhagwan, at least the letter would convey her wish to Swami. So now she presented that letter, even as Bhagwan looked at her face, which was red with tears. Swami lovingly gestured her to keep the envelope and said, "I don't need the letter. I know what's in it." And hearing those words from Bhagwan was like Bhagwan filling her with light, Bhagwan filling her with solace, Bhagwan filling her with his grace. It lightened the mother's heart. Still no words came out of her lips. In her mind she said, "Swami, please, I want a grandchild." As if immediately answering her internal prayer, Bhagwan in a clear voice said, "I will give you, I will give you." The next instant, Swami's hand went up in the air, caught the empty air and transformed it into beautiful vibhuti. The mother immediately cupped her hands. Bhagwan graciously placed the divine gift of grace in her palms and said, "This is for your daughter." As the mother carefully collected the prasadam, the loving Lord filled her with a beautiful smile and then moved on. From the gent side, the son watched all the goings on. He could clearly see that his mother was on her knees as Bhagwan waved his hand in a circle. He couldn't wait to hear the story from her. As soon as the darshan concluded, he rushed to her. And by the time he met her, people crowded around her trying to take a little bit of the vibhuti that Swami had materialized. She parted with some, but then had to politely say that Swami had distinctly mentioned that the vibhuti was meant for her daughter. So someone in the crowd asked, "Oh, is it? Where is your daughter?" And she said, "She's in the USA. And this person said, "I am too from USA. Can I help you? Where does she live?" And the mother said, "She lives in California." "Oh, I also live in California. Where in California?" the man asked with a lot of excitement. "Oh, she lives in a small town in California called Alamo," the mother said. And the man was super excited now. "I'm also from Alamo. Wow, can I know her name, please?" And the mother then revealed her daughter's name. And the moment the man heard that name, in great joy, he exclaimed, "Oh, I know her. She's like my daughter. She comes to our Sai Center. I will definitely carry this and give it to her. I am honored." The man and the mother were now in their 17th heaven. "Oh, God, you are her mother. I am so fortunate to see you. It is Baba's unbounded blessing. I cannot believe this." The man just went on and on and on. He could not contain his happiness. And the mother again was in a sea of tears. Of course, now it was tears of bliss. It was a river of gratitude. The man continued, "I am leaving tomorrow itself. I will carry this vibhuti most carefully and deliver it to your daughter. Just don't worry about it anymore." Incidentally, the man was the president of the Sai Center that her daughter frequented. The Sai Center functioned on the ground floor of his own house. Not only had Swami heard the mother's prayer without her uttering a word, but also gave the solution and even arranged the logistics for it in such a manner that his prasad went straight to the exact location through the perfect person fit for the job and in the fastest way possible. 2 days later, her daughter called to say that she had indeed received the vibhuti. She started partaking it little by little every day. 4 weeks passed and then came the call that the mother had been waiting for. Waiting for 7 long years. "Mother, I have conceived." After the beautiful angel was born, the daughter and the son-in-law came to India to thank Bhagwan for their inexplicable bundle of exquisite grace. All of them, the mother, the daughter and the little one, were seated in the darshan line. As Bhagwan came near them, he cast his loving glance at this happy family and sweetly Swami moved on. But then he stopped. The mother's face was wet again. Swami looked at her with grace oozing from his eyes and said, Mataji, why do you cry now? Swami is always, always with you. And Bhagwan then blessed the divine child. Even till this day, this child's birth is a case study in the Department of Nuclear Medicine in the UCSF School of Medicine. It is in a file titled Unexplained Miracles in Anatomy. Interestingly, such is the grace of Bhagwan that after the first child, her daughter went on to bear two lovely daughters. All of them now live with the conviction and the belief that if there is life in them, it is because Swami breathed it into them with much love, much grace, much mercy. Science has its limits, but the spirit is beyond all limits. Science offers many possibilities, but the spirit knows no impossibilities. Science can analyze nature, but the spirit can recreate nature. Science is a journey, but the spirit is the destination. And this is the grace of the Divine Mother that we hail in this bhajan. She is the Shakti. She is the energy principle of the universe. She is Durgati Nashini Durga. She will remove all obstacles. She is Jagan Mate. She is the Divine Mother who will bless us with all that we ever want in this world. She is Shyamalamba. She is infinite. She is Kalyani. She is filled with auspiciousness. She fills our life with auspiciousness. She is the one who gives us boons that no one else can. And she is Janani. She is truly our mother in every sense of that word. That is what is conveyed in this beautiful bhajan. Let's sing this again with feeling, with love, with devotion, along with the students in Prashantinilayam.
Jagadambe Devi Bhavani.
Jagadambe Devi Bhavani.
Jagadambe Devi Bhavani.
Jagadambe Devi Bhavani.
Jagannadi Shakti Durge.
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 Jagadambe Devi Bhavani.
Jagadambe Devi Bhavani.
Kumar Gananamba Kalyani Shyamalamba.
Kumar Gananamba Kalyani Shyamalamba.
Kumar Gananamba Kalyani Shyamalamba.
To the end of this episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet. You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 11th October 2018 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthi Milam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.